looking at the door, and he said, "That's my bee," and he means a big Christmas bow. He calls it a bee. It has the shape of a bee with open wings. And so it's a semantic extension, but it's clear that he knows that it's not a bee. I mean, that'd be ridiculous. And it has a girl in it, he said. Also, I told him to be quiet, not wake Marty up, and I go get his shoes and say, "You pick me up, I'll look for my shoes." In other words, that was how he's going to solve the problem of making Marky up. We told Ross we were going to open some of the windows on his advent calendar, and he said, we said, "Who's going to open them?" He said, "I and me." And a little bit after that, he said, "I want to get up your shoulders," which must come from lots of different sources. Like, for example, "I want to climb that mountain. I want to climb up that table," etc. So all the verbs that have up, except for get, except you could even say, I suppose, "I want to get up that mountain." Although it'd be sort of funny. Anyway, he said, "I want to climb up your shoulders." Did I say climb up or did he, no, I'm saying, "I want to get up your shoulders." Okay. Anyway, he said, let's say he said both of those, because I think he does say both of them. And then, let's see, I think that was... And then Ross said, "These peoples don't know how to eat, and that's because there's no food in this house." He didn't say that. I would say it's because there's no food in our house. He said, "These peoples don't know how to eat." I think he might mean it's hard to eat around here or something like that. I asked Ross if he wanted to stand on the balloon. He said no, because it might pop, which is perfectly true. I corrected Ross. He keeps on calling the plural of man, mans, M-A-N-S, and... absolutely will not be corrected to men. He will not say men. Of course, he says all the king's horses and all the king's men. But when he says, he was working with me and says, "We're mans," he means, you know, I'm a man and you're a man, and so we're mans. He does that. Whenever we work together, he says, "We're mans." He absolutely will not be corrected. And I think the reason is that he knows that there's a logic kind of formation of the plural. Logically, you add an S. That's what you do. And if you don't have an S, then you're not doing it right. And so it's a difference between correcting a rote form. If I told him, "You don't say bottle, you say biddle," and then he'd say, "Okay, fine. That's the way you do it." But the form man's is supported by the whole pattern of the language. Or it doesn't make sense to not say man's. What are you doing, Russ?
I'm spinning.
Are you a man?
No, I'm spinning.
Am I a man?
Yeah, I'm a man. Are you a man? And we spit.
We spit? Men spit? Who spits?
Me.
Do men spit?
Yeah.
Who are men?
I'm a man and I spit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No, men don't spit.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Papa.
What?
Papa.
What is Papa?
It means to get on the merry-go-round.
No, it means to get on the merry-go-round, yeah.
Yeah.
Got the same balloon. He gave me another. He just gave me a balloon that was very much like the two balloons that he and Marky had. And he said, "Me and I and Marky and Ross, we got the same balloon." And he pointed to me. "We got the same balloons," with an S on the end. What it means, all he meant is that we all got balloons, because there's really nothing same about them. Ross said, "I'm going to tell." I told. Ross that Marky bit me. He said, "I'm going to tell him." He went over and told Marky, "No, don't bite my daddy." And then he came back and he said, him anyway. He came back and said, I told him. No, I told him. I told him. All of us are sick. We were lying down together. This is probably true, actually. And then he said, he grabbed you after Marky had grabbed me with his little hand. And Ross said, we want to sleep right here, okay? Because I had suggested it. They go into their cribs. Okay, now the boys are going into a crib. Which crib? No, this helps.
Ross.
Okay, Ross said he wants his car, and then he said, Marky had dropped his car, and then he said he wants his cowboy in his car, because he dropped his cowboy. Just a minute. And then I was helping Ross go pee-pee, and he said, watch me when I go pee-pee. He should have said, watch me while I go pee-pee. Ross said, nap, nap, and I said, and he pointed to his map, and I said, and he said, is that my nap? And I said, yeah, I bought it for you. And he said, why? And I said, is that my map? And he said, I said, yeah. And he said, why? And I said, I bought it for you. And he said, from the mountains? And I think he meant I brought it for you from the mountains. But he might have meant I bought it for you from the mountains. Now, why he thinks I went to the mountains to get it, I don't know. But it has a lot of mountains on it, of course. Brought a tortilla to me, my place at the table, and Ross asked me, is that hot or warm? And I said, warm. I said, Ross, aren't you lucky you have a nice brother and nice daddy, nice mommy? He said, yeah. And Ross said, and a nice Ross, right? And then he said, when I was little, I got out of my mommy's back, and I went to the hospital, and then I went to Delmar. I don't know why that followed from being cute, but Ross pointed to a little horse Christmas ornament and said, when I was on the horse, I was riding and I put on my hat. Of course, he was never on a horse, but that's what he knows about it. We were nailing in the room there with hammer and nail and chisel and everything, and Ross said, let Marky borrow one of his tools, and Ross said, when he's finished, him gonna go give it back to me. Running after the after Marky, saying, I want milk in a bottle, and then I want to drink a bottle with milk out of it. And I think he said, then I want to drink a bottle with milk in it. And then he said, how about my undies off? Whether Marky wanted to jump out of the car and said, Ross said, he don't wants to. In other words, he doesn't want to. And he's using Mary's name. Always talks about Mary as her doesn't want to. Also the cat, Titush, is her doesn't want to. Her doesn't do this. Or her isn't here.
Okay.
You want to have some bread? You do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you watch. Okay, now, today is December 23rd, and we had a little trouble with the tape because one of the boys ripped it and lights it up again. Okay, now, can we record? Okay, now, some things I wrote down from the last couple days are. Let's see, he said something there. No, they're not too little small for me. This is something that was fitting on him. In other words, he meant, no, they're not too big for me. He said, no, they're not too little small for me instead. And then he said, I'm going to see friend girl, Celia names is daddy, is Dick. He did a whole bunch of this on the way to picking up Celia on the train. He said, I'm going to see friend girl. Who's your friend girl? Celia's your friend girl? What's the real name? Girlfriend, right? She's your girlfriend, right? What do you say? What's her name, Rose? Your girlfriend, right? Daisy's girlfriend. And what's her daddy's name?
Dick.
And what's that? We're going to see friend girl Celia names. And yeah, what about, like, what's friend Celia's? What's friend girl Celia names? And he meant what's her name of her daddy or something.
Dick.
Anyway, her name is Dick. What did we see? What did we see?
A
choo-choo train. And who came in the choo-choo train, Rose?
Celia. And I come to our house.
Right. Very good. Okay. And he said, a little later, he said, "You'll be mad to me." He said, "You're mad at me." And then he said, "That how you don't tied." I mean, that's how you should tie my shoe. And then here's another one. "You're going to wake up my friend girl's name Celia who is sleeping." You're going to wake, he means you're going to wake up my girlfriend Celia who is sleeping. And Mary said to Marky, "Go get Celia." And he ran towards Celia. And then Mary said, "Go give Celia a kiss." And he ran back to Mommy with trying to make a kiss. Right?
No.
Also about Marky.
Tie.
Tie it like that?
Yeah.
Tie in what, honey?
That kiss.
What do you want to tie?
You tie this.
Okay. And also, Marky says, says Andy and Andy for, Carla Merrill's son's name, Andy. He says Andy sometimes and Andy. Also, I should say that I don't know. I had on the tape here with earlier that he said "get out." Really, what he said was "out." I mean, I want to get out of my crib. Out.
Boing.
Boing. Hey Ross, what do you want for Christmas?
My base. My mom. My blue hat for Christmas.
What else do you want? Did you like him?
Yeah.
Is he a nice blue monster?
Yeah.
Do you want to keep him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's nice Christmas. That's for your birthday. Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice? Okay. What does he do? What does that blue monster do?
He growls.
And what else?
He'd be nice.
What else?
He got a tummy right there.
Uh-huh.
And his foot is down far away.
His throat is down far away, and he has a big gaping throat. Yeah. Can you put your finger down his throat?
No. Let me
put my finger in there.
Huh?
Can I put my finger in there?
Yeah.
Ooh, big thing. He has a big throat, doesn't he? He might eat somebody.
But I'm not big at this because my blue monster won't bite me.
No?
No.
That's why you're not big?
No.
I see. Nice. It's a good deal. It's better not to be big.
No.
You like your new bed, Russ?
Yeah.
It's a nice bed.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't I turn this off
now? No!
You want to say some more things in the tape recorder?
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
About my motorcycle and about my blue hat, then I want then I want another motorcycle with a man on it.
Yeah.
Then I want a white big bird. Because why?
Marky's going to come and talk.
Marky,
you have some things to say to Tip Corner? You want to talk to Tip Corner? He has no doubt.
But I do.
What do you want to
say? Mark.
Okay, we'll get turned off now, okay?
Mark. I'm going to go to the next one. I'm gonna tie you.
Oh no, don't tie. Ross wanted a blue monster for Christmas and he saw it was 7-Eleven and it really was blue.
Blue again.
He's blue again, yeah. And he called him a blue monster, it really was blue, so he does seem to have the color blue cut pretty well down. Ross said, I told this blue monster that him gonna be nice and he say yes. Notice that him in the complement clause and the he in the main, as the subject of the main clause. Tonight is the night of the 23rd. Mark has been reported to have said, thank you, and I want some. He was saying, I want some for some bread that people were eating. Also, I heard him say, grandpa. Grandpa, I like that, grandpa. So he's been really spreading out a lot of interesting new developments. Ross, I forgot what Ross said. I'll get you back on that.
Man's
kill him. Ross said before, this says when the Hulk screams, they're gonna get him.
No, kill him.
Kill him, okay. They're gonna kill him. You're right, Ross. And Mark, please.
You
take this Santa Claus came. Ross said, Ross saw that all the popcorn had been gone that we put out for Santa Claus. Ross said, my Santa Claus is a good eater. You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
And when he heard about visions of sugar plums in their head, Ross said, yeah, little Jack Horner put in his thumb. He said, what good a boy am I?
And he picked out Bob and said,
what a good boy am I?
And said,
what a good boy am I? Yeah, very good, Ross. Can Marky do that too?
I mean, no.
Marky doesn't know it. For your birthday, you got the doll for the doll's for your birthday.
I got your doll for
your birthday. For your birthday, right?
Yeah. And I got my hat.
You got your hard hat, right?
Yeah, I got my hard hat for Christmas.
Yeah, that's nice.
See, the Hulk is bad, is very better now.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's doing a lot better.
Yeah.
What about this little boy, Mark? How's he doing?
He's better.
What was wrong with him?
He put his hand in the spring in the hot water, and then you took me to preschool.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Marky had to go to the doctor, and the doctor had to put a new bandage on his hand.
Yeah. Was his hand real bad?
Yeah.
All the skin came off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah.
But is he okay now?
Yeah.
A lot better, huh?
Yeah.
Is he a good little brother?
Yeah.
Do you like him?
Yeah.
He wants to talk to
me. My boy was from the land.
Yeah. Okay, Mark, you talk.
I got you. He said, God is greatest.
Yeah.
And the Hulk pulled the to the top.
Okay, now when did Santa come, Ross? Okay, when did Santa come? Okay, you sit it, Mark.
Hold on!
Hold on,
Mark.
Hold on.
I want it.
Yeah, what's Ross
doing?
Now tell us
about it. Santa brought the presents to our Christmas tree and Santa put it up the shelf.
Up on the shelf, and what else? You put it on the tree.
Yeah.
Put some presents on the tree.
Yeah.
What did you put in your stocking?
He put honey in it and toys in it.
Uh-huh. And what did you get for Christmas, Ross?
Oh my gosh. Cars. A lot of cars.
What else? Ross was playing out on the outside. And I said, but I'm not cold. And he said, but sometimes my feet get cold on here, and pointed down to the cold pavement. And then he looked down at his brother Marky and said, Marky started to fall. I don't know if that was true or not, but I guess he did. Okay. Today is the 26th, and we went up to the mountains, 26th of December, and a few things from what Ross said. Let's see. Ross was jumping off the chair, and he said, I used to jump off here when I was a little baby, he said. Of course, that's silly. When Santa's going to see our toys,
then we'll be happy.
Then he'll be happy? Who's going to be happy?
My son.
Your son will be happy, that's right. Ross, remember today you were talking about how we're going to see them next year when they wake up? Who is that?
The buffalo.
Oh, yeah, the buffaloes. Very good, Ross.
Very good.
That's good. I remember. You said they weren't able to sleep. Is that right?